Welcome to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe Seemandl, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Warrant Officer 1, Matt Winman. He is the director of the 133rd Army National Guard Band. You're also the band director at Shadle Park High School in Spokane. He's here to talk to us about the 133rd, the Army National Guard Band, what you guys do, and the joy you guys bring kind of throughout the state. So appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is fun. So intro and background on yourself.
I enlisted in the Army Reserve in 2003 when I was 17, and just, you know, primarily as a means to pay for school. And there's a recruiter at my high school that wanted a pencil from or something, and, you know, he asked what I was doing after high school, and I said, well, I'm not joining the Army. And he said, well, no, really, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm gonna, you know, go study music and be a music teacher. He's like, oh, we have a band. And I just made the mistake of going home and telling my dad that. And so my dad thought that was interesting. He did a bunch of research in the background. I was like, hey, you really should look into this Army band thing. You know, like, you might get to pay for school.
Yeah.
And do everything, you know, that you want to do anyways. So initially when I joined, that was it. And then that was a reserve band, which was at the time the 70th band, Army band out of Fort Lawton, which I don't think we use anymore,
no.
But up in Magnolia. And then the 70th went away at about the same time that I was ETSing from the reserve. And so I had an opportunity to come to the Guard. And I knew a few people that were in the 133rd. And there were some friends, and I just had heard good things, and it was like, well, I'm having fun. I'm just going to keep doing this. And that's kind of been the story of the rest of, like, the reenlistments and stuff. It's like, well, this is still fun. And,
yeah.
You know, I still love the people, still love the job, so I'm just going to keep doing it. And then in terms of doing this job now, it's kind of a matter of usefulness. It's just like, well, I'm here. I'm still going to be here for a while. This is something that I'm kind of uniquely, or not uniquely, but just a way I see myself being, you know, useful and productive in the unit and just in this particular leadership role. So
yeah, sounds very much like me, right?
Yeah.
So I joined the Guard in 2002. I was enlisted, and
yep.
I think I even said, well, I'm not going to join the Army after,
that's right,
after high school. Like, and sure enough, I got through one semester of school, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to join the Guard now.
Yes.
And it that's why I'm still here 20 plus years later.
Right.
It just kind of, I always, that first enlistment got complete, and I was like, you know what? I'm having fun, and I might as well just continue doing it.
Right.
So, it's interesting how it keeps you coming back.
It does. And, like, it's funny too, because, well, for one, it's weird now because I've been in the I've been in the Army longer than I've not been in the Army. So that's weird. But also, I mean, at the time, I kind of always wanted the adventure of being in the Army and you know, going through basic training and doing all of that. But I didn't understand that I could do something so in line with what I was doing in, you know, my life and stuff. So, you know, here we are in the band.
Yeah. So you kind of already alluded, you had friends that were in the 133rd, but how'd you learn about the Guard?
Well, truthfully, what it was is that the 70th Army Band was doing joint concert with the 133rd. And there's a couple people in the 133rd that, you know, came up to me and had, you know, just direct conversations, you know, like about, hey, when you're done with this reserve thing, you should come on over. And and then when that particular moment of opportunity came up for me to either ETS or go to the Guard, basically, it was my choice. Or I could have gone down to the other reserve band in Vancouver. It was just kind of too far of a drive. They engaged with me again. It's like, hey, you really should come over. And so kind of that personal connection thing really made a difference, just hearing about the Guard. But yeah, initially it was the reserves, and I didn't really even understand that there was a difference at the time. You know, of course, now I understand the difference between the two. But
yeah, so talk about the 133rd Army National Guard Band.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably pretty straightforward. You guys are citizen soldier musicians. Mm-hmm. It's more than that for the band.
Yeah, it is. It is straightforward, and it's not, but it's cool. So music, you know, is inherently a service, just because musicians are always serving their audience, right? And so it actually makes a lot of sense to have musicians in the military service, and that's what we do. We serve our audiences, and sometimes our audience is troops. Sometimes it's, you know, ceremonies or military funeral honors. So we do the troop support side of things, or veterans, you know, and so we're serving them. That's kind of the most, you know, straightforward application of the military band. When people think, oh, Army band, that must be what they do. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is that community relations piece, and just that telling the story of the National Guard and what the soldiers of the National Guard are doing, you know. And so that's what we try to do really intentionally, is take that story to everywhere we travel in the state and just integrate that story into our performances, mm-hmm. you know. And so it happens in like one sentence in between songs, you know, or this song is about this, and we want to dedicate this, you know, song to the soldiers who are serving right now in this place, or, you know, just try to do that authentically in a way that brings awareness to what the National Guard is doing to serve the community. And that ends up being really rewarding. You know, it's like we're not just playing music, we're mm-hmm. playing music just like with this real purpose of sharing a story. And then, of course, you're wearing this, so that comes with a certain set of expectations in yeah. what it's going to sound like and how it's going to be presented and stuff. And so so that's also fun. You know, we represent this organization, you know, that stands for professionalism and excellence and all of that. So
yeah. And it's not just the, you know, when we talk about military bands, a lot of people probably have this image of, well, it's classic instruments, it's the trumpet, mm-hmm. trombone, it's marching kind mm-hmm. of thing. But for you guys, it's not all that. There's a lot more that goes into the 133rd.
Yeah, it's actually less of that. We do less of that probably than we do a lot of the other stuff. We do march and parade sometimes, you know. We do a lot of ceremonial music, but most of what we do in the Guard band is that community relations piece, you know. And and we've got a rock band, and we've got a brass band, which plays a number of genres. You know, the rock band's doing dance sets for this kind of a thing, or they're just, you know, entertaining an audience at like the fair or a farmer's market or something. We have a traditional jazz band. We also have a big band, and then this is all the same group of people, right? And so we all come together and make a jazz band, or we make a concert band, you know, or a marching band. So it's fun as a musician. You're not just doing one thing. And it's always changing, and your job is pretty dynamic. So
yeah. So you kind of alluded to your job. That was my next question. You're a band director at Shadle Park High School. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk about how you got into that.
Well, I've always wanted to be a music teacher. I mean, since I was young, and I went to University of Washington for my undergrad, and then started teaching in Snoqualmie. So I was teaching in North Bend at Snoqualmie, Snoqualmie Valley for 10 years. And taught middle school, and then taught at Mountside High School. And then my wife and I, you know, we started a family and had long talked about moving to the east side of the state. And so her family's over there. And so I was like, okay, we're just going to jump ship and make this move to eastern Washington, you know. And that was actually about the same time that I decided to start trying to, you know, become the commander and do that. And so those two transitions happen about the same time, but yeah, just the job at Shadle Park opened, and it's in Spokane schools there, so it's not right downtown, but just kind of northwest of downtown a little bit, and yeah, it's a good thing, you know, just you know, working hard trying to build that music program up and create opportunities for students, and so they don't see me in this very often.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd be amiss if I didn't allude to your mentor, Scott Pearson, who was with the band for a number of years. He's also mm-hmm. a band director, very much like you. Is that kind of what led you to think, hey, maybe I could be the commander next?
Yeah, so he was instrumental in you know, leading me to that. I mean, he presented me with that opportunity and that question of, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And initially it was like, no.
Yeah, no.
Truthfully, because, you know, I just enjoy playing. I enjoy playing the instrument. It was fun to come here and play an instrument, but not necessarily be in charge. But, you know, I also love conducting, so I do a little bit of that. And the more I've become passionate about what the band does and, you know, our mission, and then just the people in the unit, that it's like, okay, I would enjoy leading this, and I love the organizational leadership part and kind of the vision direction stuff. And mm-hmm. ultimately, I just want to provide, you know, the same work environment and opportunities for the people for our musicians in the 133rd that I've had, you know, for 20 years just doing it. And so that we can kind of perpetuate all of that, you know, for the next group of leaders and stuff. So
yeah. And, you know, so in both jobs, you're a leader, right? You're a teacher, a coach, a mentor, a leader. How do they kind of work together, being a band director at a high school while also commanding the band in the Army National Guard?
Well, high school students are different than adults in some ways. In many ways, they are. In some ways, they're similar. But, you know, they're really different, right? So, you know, I'm an educator on the teaching side of things, and I do direct a music program, so band and orchestra. But really, I'm an educator, and so I'm teaching kids, you know. And I think of it as like teaching life, you know, through music, right? We're working on life skills. We're working on kind of that, all the things that come along with just pursuing excellence in something and the character development that happens along the way. And that's kind of my focus in the background, even though it's music, that's the ultimate thing they're trying to do and perform. On the Army side, you know, it's music, right? The character development stuff has largely taken place, and it still shapes you what we do, but we have a common mission. We have a job to do. And so, it is a fun, different type of leadership, and it's fun to lead adults too, you know, and high school kids, but they're different. And so it's fun to be able to do both of those things. I enjoy the leadership side of both of those things, but it's been really fun to get more into the organizational leadership stuff and how to advocate for your people and the organization and stuff. So,
yeah. So, I mean, the people are what matter, right? When it comes to the band, they have to have kind of that musical niche already, you know, whether it's playing or a passion for it and interest. When somebody's interested in joining the National Guard band, what are you kind of looking for with that person? Do they have to try out? Like, what's that process look like?
Yeah, good. So, first and foremost, they need to be a good musician. You know, they have to be good at the thing already. We do train, but we expect a certain level of proficiency coming in. The Army expects that. There's rubrics and you know, numbers and rules and stuff for like what level of musician you have to be at a minimum in order just to get in the door. And then of course we expect, you know, to continue to develop that point. But yeah, there's an audition process, and so you come in. It's called the Army Musician Proficiency Assessment. And it's exactly what the Army would do to a music playing, you know, an audition, and it's very standardized. There's a rubric, and we audition you, and then we go from there, and you just go through the normal in processing stuff, and go through the Army School of Music, which is in Virginia Beach, and after basic training, that's your EIT. So, but yeah, the Civilian Acquired Skills program, you know, is obviously really important here, because they've been being a musician for, you know, at a minimum, probably 8 years at the least.
Yeah.
If they're coming like right out of high school, 7, maybe 8 years. And then we have people that have been playing their instrument for 20 years by the time they get to us, you know. So they're already doing the thing. They don't need the Army to show them how to do it any better. They're just coming to do the job.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're kind of already professional at it.
Absolutely.
They've probably been doing it even longer than most people.
Yeah.
So what does that drill weekend look like for them?
So we're very mission driven. Our training is always around missions that are actually coming up. We're always training for missions. We're really not often training in a, you know, in any kind of theoretical or hypothetical sense about things that might come up. It's always like we're performing this mission here and this mission here over the next, you know, 6 months, and so these are the things we're training for. And so it's a lot of music. We try to in a drill weekend give people as much time to play music and do the thing that they want to do, you know, and signed up to do during that time. And then there's, you know, unit stuff and Army requirements and things like that that we're always making sure that we do. But yeah, it's a lot of playing, and we do, you know, from 70 to 90 missions in, you know, 38 or 39 training days.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot, very often more than one mission per weekend. And then over annual training, it's busy and packed.
Yeah. It's not even just the playing of instruments. I mean, we also have vocalists too that do quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. And so right now, you know, Sergeant Shears super busy. Yeah. she's singing all over the place. It's like, you see her on TV doing a Mariners game, but at the same time you're watching that, she's like over here actually doing this thing. Yeah. You know, so somehow she's in more than one place at a time. But she's super busy.
Is there like a different set of, like, for vocalists, do they have to go through kind of the same training, or is there a different training they have to go through to like be accepted into the program?
Yeah, it's all the same process to get accepted. They have different instructors at the School of Music, and each instrument or, you know, ASI has a specific set of requirements and its own rubric. So it's very specific to every instrument, you know, brass, woodwinds, rhythm section. We actually have, you know, I'll put in a plug. We have a big need right now for what we call a 9 X-ray, which is like sound and light technician. Oh, so, nice. You know, we need somebody whose only job in the band is audio and light reinforcement, you know, and right now we do a good job with it with musicians, but they're also the ones in the band playing the music, and so we're running sound and lights, and then you know, and doing the music part
like
of it.
Like one musician runs off, does the sound and lights, they run back in for the next show.
Totally, or you know, we'll steal one from this group to support this one, you know, and so we totally make it work. But like, yeah, we have a position for somebody to just do that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
and so yeah, that's something we're hoping to fill here in the near future.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, make a plug out there for somebody who's interested in being in the band. I mean, what are you looking for? How can they join? How can they find out more information?
Yeah, I mean, for musicians out there that, you know, that are looking to serve with the thing that they do, you know, playing music, this is a great opportunity. There's the National Guard band. There's many military band opportunities, but the great thing about Washington is, I mean, we're serving our community of Washington State through music, and so they can reach out to us, reach out to me directly, and reach out to our unit. Actually, there's on the Washington National Guard website, you know, right there. There's our contact information, and just say, hey, I'm interested in visiting. Come and visit and hang out with us for a weekend. See what we do. Play with us. You know, make sure that it's like your vibe. You know, because if it's not, you know, you're stuck with us for a while.
Yeah.
And so make sure like this is your people and stuff, because it is so people driven. And then, you know, typically I'll have them play for me or listen to them play in ensembles and make sure like that level is there. Maybe give them like a pre-screening audition just to see if, you know, make sure everything's in place before we make them go through all the time of preparing an audition and all that. So yeah, it's basically just reach out to us. We'll make it happen.
No, that's awesome. We appreciate you sharing that info. If you're interested in learning more about the band, we'll definitely put the information for the website in the notes. We can put your information in there. Also, Sergeant Schaefer.
That's right.
Put her information in there as well. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more about the band, comment for us and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks.